Beloved, Christ is in our midst. Today's gospel is short, but it is filled with meaning, as all Jesus' interactions with the people he meets are. And in today's case, it is a blind beggar. And it's interesting to note that when he asks the blind beggar who's coming by, and they tell him Jesus, and then he starts crying out for Jesus. And everyone tells him, shut up, be quiet, he's coming by. And so the man cries out the louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That where the people thought maybe this man was an embarrassment, a blind beggar, this was the very person Jesus was coming to meet on his journey to Jericho. For Jesus stops. And interestingly, Jesus, who is both God and man, sees a blind beggar, and he says, what would you have me do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Even if he weren't God, Jesus would know this man was blind and a beggar. But Jesus doesn't assume to do anything. Rather, he asks the man, what do you want me to do for you? And this very question that is repeated more than once in different situations in the gospel reveals the fullness of the freedom that God gives to us, and then also that he respects that freedom. Jesus didn't say, I see you're blind, I see you're a beggar, let me fix you. He comes himself as a beggar before the man to ask, what do you want me to do for you? He waits for the man to ask what it is, to put into words what it is he wants. And only then, when the man says what he wants, will the God-man act. Only then will he do something. Only then will he heal him of his blindness. And not only heal him of his blindness, which is a physical affliction, something that affects us only here on earth. It doesn't affect the saints in heaven. Jesus says, receive your sight. He could have stopped right there. Receive your sight, and the blind man can see. But Jesus adds, your faith has made you well. He's calling the blind man to a higher course, from simply seeing and experiencing his physical disability that he had, blindness, which Jesus healed, but to seek the higher thing, which is faith. And so the blind man follows Jesus. St. Luke records that he followed him, and the people who followed Jesus were his disciples, the ones who then followed him everywhere. So Jesus met the man at his want, his wanting to see again. And he called the man even beyond that when he healed him, to see the higher thing, faith in Jesus, following Jesus, knowing him, being able to call upon him as we call upon one another, calling upon him by name as he calls upon us by name. So we have had two things in the gospel today that I would like to point out and have pointed out. First, how God, in giving us freedom, respects our freedom. He doesn't force himself upon us. He doesn't make us do anything we don't want to do. But as Jesus said to the man, "What do you want me to do for you?" He waits for us in our freedom to come to him. And like the blind man, we will discover that in coming to him with our wants, whether they are big or small, with our needs, Jesus is constantly calling us higher and higher from the things of this world and this life to life in him who is life, who is light and life of the world, through whom not only has everything been created, but even continues to exist to this very moment. Everything is dependent upon him, and he calls us to him to see beyond the beauty of the world, to see beyond the things that we endure day by day, to see and know that he is with us. He is with us in them all, as he was with the blind man in his suffering, so he is with us in any pain, in any sorrow, in any suffering, in any joy, in any love. It is he who is with us and constantly calling us beyond our selfishness, beyond our self-will, beyond the things that we want out of this life, to the things he has promised for us, through him, in him, and with him, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ.